CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, a classicist, and writing in American Greatness about where we are right now in the Ukraine war. The frontline news is that Bakhmut remains what is called a meat grinder. This is ABC News reporting a Marine veteran who is given a quote saying that the life expectancy of a Ukrainian soldier in the frontline of Bakhmut is 4 hours because of the massive artillery attack the Russians are now visiting upon the Ukrainian forces to hold Bakhmut. The question is raised to Kyiv, to Zelensky, President Zelensky, is Bakhmut worth this drain? We don't have good casualty figures. It's just rumors. But Victor, you're writing about not a Hamlet in the White House, but a man who is still not explaining what happened in Afghanistan and not vividly explaining what is happening in Ukraine. Do we need a speech like the Arsenal of Democracy from the president? Do we need to hear from him about his war aims?
Well, we do, but he hasn't articulated a strategy. So we have Ukraine who's fighting valiantly, but the fact of the matter is it has 1/10 of the GDP, 1/4 of the population, and 1/30 of the territory of Russia. And while we think we can make that up through arms shipments from the United States and the EU that have this huge economy, the Russians don't think that. They think they have help under the table from the Chinese. They're selling oil to India. They're creating a new alliance of North Korea, Iran, China, India, maybe even Turkey. And they feel that their economy is in better shape. And there doesn't seem to be any decline in popularity of Putin. We in the West say he's very unpopular and the war's unpopular. It should be unpopular, but he's been able to turn it into an attack on Mother Russia. And then when you have the Ukrainian defense minister saying Ukraine will not stop until they're in Red Square, and they're conducting sometimes drone attacks inside Russia, like this week, we're getting to a situation where our client is using our arms to conduct offensive operations inside Russia, but we haven't coordinated the consequences with him of what that attack would be. It's justifiable in a military sense to get Russia out of Ukraine, but what Ukraine are we talking about, John? Are we talking about the 2014 borders or the 2013 borders? Because he's occupied the Crimea and the Donbass or the eastern borderlands since 2014. And apparently the United States under the Obama administration and under Trump and under the Biden administration, three administrations, didn't think it was a matter of war to get back Crimea and eastern Ukraine until he invaded and tried to get even more. And then we retroactively said, well, we should have never given him Crimea and never given him the borderland. Now we're going to make sure that he takes it back. That's a very radical reinterpretation of what I think most Americans thought we were doing, was restoring the 2014 borders and then negotiating the existing problem.
Your essay, you remark, the winner here is China. There was that phrase that was bandied about several weeks until an objection by the Chinese foreign ministry. Today, Ukraine, tomorrow, Taiwan. Is that the plan, Victor?
I think so. I think they sit back, and they've always had rivalries with Russia, so they feel that the fact that Russia's bleeding and really destroying its military is a good thing. They like the idea that Europe is tied down and exhausting their own arsenals. They like the idea that they hear reports that we're 5 years of production lost of Javelin missiles, that artillery shells, we have to empty our arsenals overseas. 300,000 shells in Israel are being shipped back to Ukraine. So they like this idea that we're tied down. They like the idea that the West is in over its head, it feels, and they feel, you know what, they're getting tired of this proxy war, they're exhausting their arsenals, and they would not want to start this thing all over, but at a greater magnitude with Taiwan. And so we in Washington say, well, you know, if we win in Ukraine, they'll look at this and say, well, I better not go into Taiwan. I don't think they think that way at all. They think they are exhausted. They can't handle it. Their military is not what it is. And we would be much more successful than the Russians. And I think they're encouraged.
Your observation, then, this is a preview for the big conflict coming.
Yeah, I think it's like a Spanish Civil War. We say the Spanish Civil War was a laboratory of weaponry for World War II. It was, and this is too, but it's also a preview, as was the Spanish Civil War, on the two sides that were going to face off in World War II, the Soviets, the British, and the democracies of Western Europe and America versus Italy and Germany. And I think we're starting to see out of this war a new alliance of Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and people like Turkey and India drifting away from the West. Turkey's a NATO member and actively helping Russia.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. Again, the books about Vietnam, A Triumph Regained, the Vietnam War 1965 to 1968 by Mark Moyer, following up on his earlier volume, Triumph Forsaken, the Vietnam War 1954 to 1965. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.